Napalm, and with me is West.
Good morning, boys. How's everybody doing? I'm doing good.
Hello.
And JD, or John D, as he's well known. John, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you? Good to see you guys. Good to be with you.
Yeah,
and during this season, we've been going through songs that we feel are perfect, if not the perfect song, and we've all chosen one so far, and then, this week, or this episode, it's my turn. So.
Ooh.
I know. A little bit, so to be perfectly honest, this is, it was a struggle for me. I had a song all queued up, and I was ready to go with it until like the last second, and I said no. So it was this song here.
Oh. Mazzy Star.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Fade Into You by Mazzy Star. So yep. By the way, her name is not Mazzy Star.
No.
Really? I can't imagine.
Her name is Hope Sandoval.
Sandoval, yeah.
So I was going to choose that song. A cute, really cute, mopey girl who just kind of, the hair in her face and, you know, just staring at her shoes and just saying. But the one thing I realized is that I cannot listen to the damn song the whole way through. I've never heard the whole song. I've always just shut it off halfway. And I'm like, I'm not sure it could be a perfect, it could be an unusual song. Why?
So
you were going to pick a song that you can't even get through.
You can't even listen to.
I thought I could, right? And then, I'm like, all right, let me just. So I was doing something, and I just put it on, and I'm like, oh. First, it just goes on forever. And it's just like, oh, and it's the same old. And by the time you're done, the one time I got through it, I wanted to jump off a bridge.
It's not a very uplifting song.
And it's cool that you chose something so similar.
So, as Horribly Perfect is breaking new boundaries, we're about to go from Mazzy Star to Iron Maiden. So my choice for this episode is the song Iron Maiden by the band Iron Maiden off of the album, their debut album, Iron Maiden, which leads us to the classic Holy Trinity of songs that are named after a band and on the album.
Yep.
So I thought about this. There's a classic one that everyone talks about, and that would be
Talk Talk.
Right. Has anyone actually heard the song Talk Talk? I can't.
Yes.
Have.
Yes.
Yes.
You have.
Not terrible.
No.
I don't remember.
Not bad. But I think there. I mean, I can't believe how many songs there were. Like, I come up with 25. I found 25 song, album, cover, albums, and band names.
I only came up with three off the top of my head.
Yeah, no, I looked it up. There's way more.
Yeah.
I'm going to start with this?
Yeah.
Do it now or do this later?
No, we'll do it now.
Do it now? All right, D, this one's for you. Ready?
Yeah.
Tin Machine.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And then obviously Bad Company.
Yep.
Oh.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. And then we have Ice House.
Ice House was one of them I had. Right?
Yeah.
Because everybody knows Ice House, right?
Ice House.
They're as big as Talk Talk, right?
Now, I'm not sure if this is true. Black Sabbath, right?
Black Sabbath, yeah. The first album had a song.
Yeah, first album was Black Sabbath, right?
Yep.
And Porno for Pyros, I found that. They had a...
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
And
name.
Let's see. Oh, another one. One of my favorites. Damn Yankees.
There's a song called Damn Yankees.
Yeah,
Damn
I Yankees. Know that song.
There is, yeah. Damn Yankees by Damn Yankees off the album. Damn Yankees.
Damn Yankees.
But yeah.
Tommy Shaw does it again.
Tommy Shaw, Jack Blades, and Ted Nugent. Sweaty Teddy Nugent.
But somehow, to a certain generation, Talk Talk is the gold standard.
Right?
Yeah,
I forgot about Bad Company. Like, Talk, the first one was
Talk
Talk, right? How do you forget about Bad Company? Like out of this whole.
Oh, I got another random one. Wes, I'm sure is Living in a Box on that list?
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Well, I think you might. I think that might be in there.
Really? I only put the ones down that I knew.
Oh, so
they might have been on the list. I didn't ever heard of them, so I have no idea.
You didn't know Living in a Box?
No. Who's that?
They're as big as Talk Talk.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, they're not.
Talk Talk. They were poor man's Talk Talk.
And the only reason that people know Talk Talk for a certain generation is that No Doubt covered them, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's My Life.
It's My Life. Yep.
No one covered the song Talk Talk.
And then I have a couple more. Ready?
Okay. Yep.
Motorhead. Their debut album was called Motorhead.
Yep.
The Meat Puppets.
Song.
I didn't know that.
No.
And then actually, last one, Bo Diddley.
Really?
Yeah. His debut album was Bo Diddley, and he had a song on there called Bo Diddley.
I actually know the song.
That song's a good song. It's a really good song.
But it sounds like every other Bo Diddley.
It sounds like every blues. It sounds like every it's every blues song, right? Every ZZ early ZZ Top song. It's all the same.
I've just confirmed that Living in a Box does qualify.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Good.
Good.
But well, yeah. So maybe next time we can do Damn Yankees. We can do the, who's the most perfect member of the Damn Yankees band?
Well, it's Jack Blaze.
Might be for next season.
Our next season will be Damn Yankees.
And we'll lose both our subscribers. What are we doing? Oh yes.
So Iron Maiden.
The song I picked was the song Iron Maiden. And the reason I did this, and I have to kind of, let me just start by here. When I gave you guys this song, I'm going to guess you had never ever heard the song. You've heard of Iron Maiden, but you've never heard the song.
Untrue. I've heard the song Iron Maiden.
You never have never.
I have. No, I did.
I haven't.
I don't believe you.
I did. I swear to God.
Nope. All right.
Okay. can I say something? One other thing is when I told Suzanne that this was your week to choose. Mm-hmm. She's like, he's going to choose an Iron Maiden song.
Am I that predictable?
Well, she's got all of us. She had mine too.
She got your print. I know. She's two for two.
She's like, I think John's going to pick Living in a Box.
It's always season two.
I have heard this song before.
Okay. So just to kind of do a little bit, when you think of Iron Maiden, if you ever do, I'm assuming that you think of Iron Maiden like this. So. Right, so that's Bruce Dickinson's falsetto.
Yes.
And then you also think of this. You think of like guitar solos, right?
Yeah. So
long guitar solos, Bruce Dickinson's falsetto, things like that. But that brings you to, but that is why I like this version of the song Iron Maiden. Because it has none of those things. So it starts off, let me just go into it, starts off with two lead guitars, right? So first off, the reason I like it, just to backtrack a little bit, it's 3.5 minutes. It's one verse and one chorus, both repeated 3 times.
It's not too much going on there.
No, it actually reminds you like a Ramones song, right? It's just, you're in.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It's a punk song originally.
I was thinking that as well, yep.
But what a verse and what a chorus! So
if it's perfect, why change it, right?
So let me just kick it off. It starts off with a twin guitar lead that I like. So Maiden came and they took things from like bands like Thin Lizzy, some crazy band named Wishbone Ash, which everyone's like, the twin guitar. No idea, right?
No.
So but they picked. So let me just press guitar.
Yeah.
Right, so two guitars playing, and then you can tell that the bass player wrote the song because the bass is incredible. All right, so we start with that. So now if you listen to that, to Run to the Hills, you hear that high falsetto Bruce Dickinson. This song is with Paul Di'Anno, who is the original singer. And Di'Anno has like this rough guy. He actually looks, if you ever saw pictures of Di'Anno, he's dressed in leather, have a lot of studs. He came from like the punk world, but he has like this rough version of a voice. Let me just. So immediately the song talks about blood, right? He wants it.
Right.
So I don't know if you guys are able to listen to the lyrics or look them up. But they're not for the faint of heart, right?
No.
No. So I'm going to tell you this. So when you told me this is the song, right, I looked up, and again, I had Bruce Dickinson in my head, right? Mm-hmm. So the first, and I hadn't heard the song forever, right? So I look it up, and the first song that I found was this what was the guy's name? The first lead singer's name?
His name is Paul Di'Anno. He actually Paul just Di'Anno. Passed away. He passed away this year, and people were sending me, I'm sorry to hear. I'm like, what?
So I looked it up, and like that was the first version that came up. Was his? I was like, wait, this isn't Iron Maiden. Like, this. So I thought I looked it up wrong. I thought I picked up the wrong song. I'm like, who would redo this song like this? Like, I had no idea there was another lead singer before Bruce Dickinson. So, because I don't know, you know, again, not a huge fan of Iron Maiden, but so I had no idea. When you think about Iron Maiden, you think of Bruce Dickinson, right? Like
I will double down on your Thin Lizzy influence in that the intro guitar sounds almost exactly like Thin Lizzy's Whiskey in the Jar.
Okay.
It's almost exactly the same if you listen to both of them.
I believe it. So that they were a big influence on Maiden, the twin guitars.
Yeah.
Thin Lizzy, bands like UFO. But let me just kick a little bit more here. Let me go to the chorus here. Hold on. Great line. Iron Maiden's gonna get you, right? So all of a sudden you're in. What is going on? Iron Maiden's gonna get you, and then they have to go a little bit further. Not only gonna get you. Iron Maiden wants you for dead. So let me just one of the reasons I love this song is. Kind of like when Westy was talking about More Than a Feeling. Go back to me being in the cafeteria in high school at 16, having this on cassette. Someone giving me this cassette. Actually, it was Chuck Uvanian made a copy, gave me this cassette. There's a song about blood. There's a song about I want you to come. And the band itself wants to get you. And the band itself wants you for dead.
Yeah.
And then it's like in this rough voice. And you're like, this is everything I've ever wanted, right? So... The other thing I like about this song, you know things, but it is the last song off of the first Iron Maiden album. So the first Iron Maiden album has the classic font, the metal font, right? Iron Maiden spelt like that. It has the prototype for Eddie before he becomes Eddie. He becomes Eddie like the second one during Killers. But for those of you who don't know what Eddie looks like, a desiccated corpse, how would you describe what Eddie the mascot looks like? He's...
Yeah, it's like a...
Like almost a zombie.
Zombie, yeah.
Right.
Zombie skeleton mix.
Yeah, but he's on the cover. It looks horrible.
Yeah.
It looks great, but it looks horrible, right?
Let me remind the audience at this point that the other choice of song was Mazzy Star. Okay, just want to bring everyone
super cute
back.
Super chick.
Yeah, well.
Mm-hmm. You know, Mazzy and Eddie.
You go from... Mazzy Star to Eddie, right? Mm-hmm. Super cute Moby chick to Eddie.
Yep. Well, they're coming to get you. They're going to kill you from Mazzy Star.
I was actually thinking.
I want to fade into you. I want to see your blood.
I was thinking that Taylor Swift, for her next album, should do an album named Taylor Swift. And then she writes a song named Taylor Swift. And then she tells her audience she wants to kill them. Taylor Swift, kill your boyfriends or whatever the Taylor Swift does.
All right, so when I started thinking about this, look at this song, right? So I have some questions for you, James.
Okay.
All right. So, because again, this is way more your genre than mine, right? Like, I know you've always been a Maiden fan, right? Is this song literal? Like, it's the band name Iron Maiden, right? Is like this medieval torture chamber, right? Is the song about like an Iron Maiden, or is a song about like? Because I've read like cause again they had a lot of influence from punk, right? So you know punk always has this, especially in the British punk is about you know the government and things like that, right? So you know, and I know that you know Margaret Thatcher's nickname was Iron Maiden, right? Like, and I feel and I read I don't know if this is true, this is what I'm asking you, like some of the singles had her on their cover as well, like Margaret Thatcher. So like, is this song about her? Is a song about they want to kill you, or is a song about like just the Iron Maiden itself? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, the single you talk about, I forget which one. I think it's on, it was a picture of Margaret Thatcher being, I believe, about to be assaulted by Eddie. So it wasn't so much they were pro Margaret Thatcher.
No, definitely not pro Margaret Thatcher, right? There's obviously anti.
No, I think it was just I think it was just a kick-ass song. I don't think that the band itself wants to kill people. When Maiden started, they actually had the drummer had some sort of it kind of looked like Eddie. It was a head above him that had a little. They used to spit blood at the last song, which was during this, and the blood would actually come out of the head's mouth and land on the drummer's head.
Okay.
And they used to call it Eddie the Ed, right? Because it was a head, and that's where Eddie came from. Had a little goldfish pump or something. So the blood flowing was from that, the fact that the drummer's playing and then the blood is dropping on him. I just think if you go back to a bunch of, at that point, Maiden is a bunch of early 20s guys writing songs and just,
yeah,
that's what you're right about, right? And that's what the crowd is in.
Sure.
Yeah, I couldn't find any meaning other than it's actually an Iron Maiden.
Maybe I saw that too, right? Like, yeah, so yeah.
The torture device.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that there was like this transition from like heavy metal in like the early 70s to the 80s, right? And this was kind of like that transition, right? From what I understand. You go from like having Black Sabbath and Led Zeppelin and things like that to this. Right, and Iron Maiden's kind of giving credit. I didn't realize they're giving like this album is credited with like that change, right?
Yeah, the Maiden was part of something called the New Wave of British Heavy Metal, which is an acronym NW. It's horrible, but there's a bunch of bands like with names like Praying Mantis and Saxon, and a couple of guys.
Saxon,
right?
Don't jump in the bushes.
A witch finder, you know. But Maiden was one of them. Actually, believe it or not, Def Leppard was one of them.
Really?
Try to figure that out. Yeah, Joel Elliott was like 15 something at the time. The Maiden album was enormous. In certain things, obviously, it wasn't popular or anything. But similar to like the Ramones, were never popular. At this point, Maiden is not Maiden. It's just, you know, it's this album. One of the things I'll say about this song is, and then they still play it live. So every single album, every single concert that they still do, they end the concert with this song.
I heard that. I read that.
Before they get to, when you go to a Maiden show, it's kind of weird. It's like watching a movie. You know, like you watch Goodfellas, you know the scenes, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Maiden's the same way. You know pretty much when the songs are going to fit. They don't change the set list. You know they're going to end with Iron Maiden. You know.
Scream for me, Akron.
What's that?
Scream for me, Akron.
Well, that's right. So you listen to that, right? So,
yeah.
So here's a version of, actually, here's a version from 1986. Now that's Bruce Dickinson, but there's a portion where he says, I want you all to say Iron Maiden. So this song comes up, and then usually when the end of the second chorus, they introduce the new Eddie. So every time they do on a tour, they have a new Eddie. Sometimes he's 20 feet tall, sometimes he's enormous. But he comes out. And then so everyone goes crazy, and it's like, yeah, and Iron Maiden, and then everyone knows the words, everything else. So in my opinion, I just like this song because it's raw, it's 3.5 minutes, and it reminds me of being 16 and sitting in a plastic chair at a cafeteria and being like, I want to see the blood flow, you know, whatever that means. You know, I'm not a psycho, but I guess. So, I don't know.
That makes sense. No, it totally makes sense. Like, I get that. Because, like, again, like, you know, when I was like, when we first started hanging out, I'm like, all right, so, you know. He likes Iron Maiden. That's kind of weird, right? Like, I don't see this kid from Burlington, you know, growing up in Burlington, Massachusetts, being this Iron Maiden fan, right? And then, but then I was thinking, and then maybe again, I want to ask you this too. It's like, so I wanted to see what it was like live, because like, so I watched some videos of the song live, and like, man, maybe that's what I missed. Like that, those live shows seemed like they were awesome, like crazy good, like just energy and like. Just constant, like, you know, constant loud music, right? Like it was really cool. Like I wish I maybe had gone to a concert back in late teens or whatever, because I think that I had a better appreciation of the band, that I didn't have that for forever.
John, what'd you think? How did I do?
What with this?
How did I do with this selection? Yeah,
I thought it was fascinating. Like I said, I didn't know much about Maiden, right? And so I listened to the song. I listened to it a few times live. It's very different than the way it started. It started really as a punk song. It sounds just like a punk song. It didn't sound like Maiden because I had never heard it before. But then live, it's sort of Maidened up. But then I went down the Maiden rabbit hole. And I got Dickinson flying Ed Force One, their plane that they use for their tour. And Dickinson, being the lead singer, is actually a certified commercial pilot. So he pilots the plane that they take on tour. And then the rabbit hole of Dickinson fighting with Ozzy, Dickinson fighting with Rob Halford of Judas Priest. I went in a completely side quest, I guess you would say, about Maiden, trying to find out more about them. And it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it.
And the other thing I'll point out about the song, no guitar solo.
Nope.
Right.
How many times have you seen them live?
I think six.
Really? I thought it'd be way more than that.
No, I saw last time I saw them actually was 2019. I still have the shirt right before the pandemic. I took Alex with me, so because that was her first show, and she was like, "Wow, everyone was very nice." So Maiden's kind of like one of those things. I always that someone points to me like about Slayer. No one ever said, "Hey, remember that time I went to the Maiden show?" Like, oh, maybe that time I was into the Maiden that summer. It's more like you're either in, you're out, right? It's
not, yeah,
yeah.
It's not
no casual fans showing up for Maiden concerts.
Who's there is like they know all the words. They know,
yeah,
right. Yeah,
yeah.
Hey, can I say one other thing that I found that I thought was interesting? But I'm sure you guys didn't see this. This was the 16th video shown on MTV. August 1st, 1981.
Run to the Hills or Iron Maiden?
No, Iron Maiden. It's a live video of it, yeah.
Really?
And apparently, that's what I found this. Played in between Rod Stewart's Sailing and REO Speedwagon's Keep on Loving You.
So my Massey star to Iron Maiden.
Yeah, I guess that's the transition.
It's not, yeah.
Yeah,
I found that on the internet. I obviously don't know if it's true or not, but I just read that somewhere.
It was in between Talk and Living in a Box.
And Living in a Box.
Living in a Box.
So I think, no.
Well, can I ask you one other question?
You can.
Is this your favorite? Is this the perfect song? Or is this your favorite Maiden song?
No.
Not your favorite Maiden song.
I think it's a perfect song. I think it's great. I'm not sure what my favorite Maiden song is. It's one of those. I like a lot of them.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. Maybe it is my favorite. I never thought about it. Actually, I take that back. I did put a little time in to think about if it is my favorite. I'm not sure I have one.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of... Like, did you... So to go back, when we talked about Boston, was More Than a Feeling your favorite song?
Yeah, I think it might be, actually. I think, when we... The next day, I think John texted me. He's like, is that your favorite song, too? And I'm like, I think it might be. Like, I think it is.
Favorite Boston song.
Yeah, favorite Boston song.
Yeah. And John, I think you had said that
it's not your favorite Prince song, right?
No,
there's so many of them. Like I said, I think last week when we did this, last time we did this, I mean, Raspberry Beret is probably my favorite song, but that could change next year. It could be something else.
I think when you like an artist, I think it's hard to pick out a favorite.
Yeah.
I think it might be easier if you don't like an artist too much or you don't know too much. You can say, yeah, because I only know three songs.
We know your favorite Mazzy Star song.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the only one I really know.
Well, that's, there you go.
And I can't get through it all. So
I actually have that CD.
Did you listen to it?
It's all the same. It's the early 90s. Like,
no, did you Moby? Listen to it back?
Yeah.
To
Yeah. But it's not. It's just the same.
Very mopey.
Yeah. Very sad.
Very sad. Actually, I'm not even sure. Is the song sad?
No, it's not.
I can't understand the words.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's like a... It's just a love song, but it's just I think it was more about her voice. Her voice is good. Yes. I think that's probably more why I like it.
Yeah, you could pick Mazzy Star out of a lineup. Yeah. You know? It's like, oh, that's what they sound like.
Yeah, no, her voice is pretty good.
Do we want to talk about what we want to do for next season?
Yeah, we can do that, sure. We need a category, right?
Yeah. Well, we need a category going forward for next season. I haven't thought of anything.
I mean, we could do movies. We could do... there's so many things we could do. Ice cream. The first thing that pops in my head is movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could get dicey.
It's a long assignment to do movies. You
have to watch them all now.
Yeah.
Three times.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And, Jim's going to pick Lord of the Rings, the whole thing.
The extended version.
70 hours of my life.
Are we ready for that?
No, I don't think so.
Should we do something else?
I think we should try something else. So if you, if anyone is listening to us, feel free to drop us a line if you have anything you think we should try. So,
oh, there you go. I like that.
Well, I think this was a pretty good first season to kick off. Congratulations. We actually made it without killing each other or being angry. So,
yeah, no, it was good.
It was except a little
for John's
angry.
Technological issues this morning.
I did have some issues.
He's okay. Yeah,
I want anything out of you two ever again about my technology.
All right. Well, with that said, Iron Maiden wants you for dead. I do not. I am happy to be here with you guys, and it was great seeing you guys.
And good job,
let's
boys.
Let's do it again. Yep. Let's do it again for the next season. So
absolutely.
All right.
All right, boys.
Adios, everybody.
Have a good night.
Bye.
See ya.